it, make it, do it. Makes us all better, faster, stronger.
Why you gotta give me that look every time I play the Kanye?
I hate Kanye.
Why do you hate Kanye?
I hate the dude that is Kanye. And I also hate him as a rapper. He's a good producer. Oh. If he would mute himself and just produce, give his great beats to Jay, my man Hove, and just go about his day, that'd be great. But when he opens his mouth, it's terrible.
See, I disagree. I think he drops some fat lines, bruh. I don't know anything about rap.
No.
I do know.
You don't even need to say that.
I do know that I like Kanye's raps. I think he's a good rapper. I like it.
You like his raps?
I do. I dig his rhymes, bruh.
Let's talk about Carmelo Anthony.
All you want to do is talk about Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, because
Carmelo, New York Knicks.
You can't spell Ewing without C-A-R-M-E-L-O. I hope I got that right. Carmelo, baby.
You can't spell Ewing without,
he's the new
without a C?
He's the new Ewing.
Hang on. I'm trying to spell
in
my head.
Don't overthink it.
Can I get the language of origin on Ewing? I want to know where that silent C comes in.
On the somewhat struggling Brooklyn Nets.
Struggling. Certainly.
But still not bad. Still not bad. You can't tell me a team with the pieces that they have are bad. They're trying to figure it out. But
right.
We're not here to talk about the Brooklyn Nets. We're also not here to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, who in that game after the Knicks game, I don't know if you caught it, was just so terrible. They were playing the Grizzlies, who's supposed to be one of the five best teams ever. It was unwatchable basketball, although I did watch it. I gotta be honest.
I missed Bucks Grizzlies.
But we're not here to talk Bucks Grizzlies.
It's true.
We're here to talk about the best
team
in the NBA.
We're also not here to watch what I was watching, which was Scrooged.
You were watching Scrooged?
Not Scrooged, sorry. Scrooge.
Was it the Jim Carrey animated one?
It was. I hadn't seen it before.
Creepy looking.
I was in a Christmas. It is like, even his fingers in that movie are just terrifying.
You know what,
bony
the,
and
you know
gross.
What the problem is? CGI human beings.
Really kind of
creepy.
Are creepy.
Unless they're like animated looking like the Up guy.
I gotta be honest, Polar Express does it very well.
Why have you seen all
Scrooge? Because it's Christmas, man. I hang out and I like
stick
to get
to the
into
Muppet
the
Christmas Carol, Jim Carrey, the
Don't
Grinch
you
who
dare.
Stole.
Oh, Jim Carrey's version?
It's not bad,
dude. You're out of your mind.
It's better than Polar Express.
No, it's certainly not. The Jim Carrey Grinch is an abomination to Christmas stories.
No, it's pretty good.
No, it does zero justice to the animated version.
You're taking a 15-page book. Oh, the animated version's way better, but that's a half an hour. You got to blow it out to 2 hours.
You got to blow it out in a way that doesn't, you know, make it a mockery of the original story.
What are they going to do, just sing Yahoo Dore for the last 45 minutes?
I would rather have Yahoo Dore for the last 45 minutes than Jim Carrey make an appearance once in The Grinch.
First of all,
not wearing pants, clearly visible crack. That's creepy to me.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
All right.
Best Christmas feature of the season, your opinion.
It's a tie between the Home Alones and Christmas Vacation.
Home Alone 1, absolutely up there.
I get it. Home Alone 2, also great.
Oh, fantastic flick. Home Alone 3, don't give me a new kid.
No.
Give me a 17-year-old Culkin still up to his antics, I'll watch.
Right.
But don't give me some new kid.
At which point, dude, just punch him out. All right. If you're 17, just take care of it. But so that's a less interesting movie.
Not Macaulay. He's very skinny
and heroin-ish.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
All right.
Also doubles,
feature though. I thought
doubles as a fantastic soundtrack.
That's true.
For the holiday season.
I gotta be honest. If I'm going anywhere and I don't have to pick movies, I'm going The Grinch, the original.
The original Grinch is great, by the way. If you didn't catch Joe's, we should probably do that. Exit this show. With your Christmas Carol from Game On with Bruce Jacobs, 3-7 on 104.5 The Team. Now, moving on to Carmelo Anthony and his greatness, putting up 30 points. How did we get that one? That was a big sidetrack. I loved it, though.
That was great. What were we talking about? Were we still on the Jets? No, we weren't.
30-plus from my man Carmelo. True or false, Joe B., the New York Knicks are the best team in the National Basketball Association. Not the team to beat. That's obviously the Heat.
Right.
The best team. In the NBA.
Currently, I think you have to say yes. And I think we'll have to see what happens for the rest of the season. While you were hosting Game On last week, I brought up concerns I have about if they hit a bad streak, will Carmelo revert back to the Carmelo of old?
Doesn't appear that way.
No. What happens when Shump and Stoudemire come back? Stoudemire said he's comfortable coming off the bench. If that is true, then they'll be fine.
See, here's my thing.
And we'll see what happens.
That has been said many a time. But what I don't understand, okay, so people talk about, well, Melo and Amari can't play. Well, you know, Stack comes off the bench. So what are they? They're both going to play like 15 minutes a night and just never be together? They're going to have to work out a way to play together on the floor. They're never just going to be, okay, this is stat right. time, Melo sitting, this is Melo time, stat sitting. That's not going to work. You're not going to win a championship that way. I love that Amari Stoudemire is selfless, and I think that this will be a good way to transition and figure it out, having him come work his way back from injury. But that's not that the notion that, oh, he's just going to come off the bench and never even going to see each other. No, this is not like a just hand your kid off to your divorced, like... They're going to have to work together as teammates on the court. So that notion I've always found to be a bit
perplexing. But if Amari isn't comfortable coming off the bench and causes waves in the locker room, in what is a great locker room right now, that could be problems. And plus, I mean, if you insert Amari full time and those guys never figure out how to play together, which we have to say is a possibility that they just don't get it figured out. If he's in there full time and they can't figure out, that's a big hit to the team. But if he's a guy who's playing a couple minutes a night while, you know, Sheed gets some play and other guys
a
get in.
A couple minutes a night?
No, not...
We're paying him $20 million.
Yeah?
Jason Bay. No, he's a functioning player.
Right, and I understand that. But what would you rather have? A guy you're playing $20 million a night sitting for the bulk of the game and your team playing like they are now?
Okay.
Or a guy making $20 million a year playing, you know, 40 minutes a night and they take a hit?
Pause, rewind 35 seconds. You are contending.
No.
Hold up. Let me ask. Are you contending that you think Amari Stoudemire should sit the bulk of the game, as you just said? More minutes on the bench. And I'm not talking about the first 3 to 5 games while he works his way back. Are you saying that the system the Knicks need is to sub Amari in for less than half the game?
I think you have to see how Melo and Amari play together. Wow. And you and I both have said that we'd like to see that happen. But ideally, you know, those guys figure out how to play together. This system works great. And Amari's playing, you know, 35, 40 minutes a night, right? I mean, that's ideal. That's what you want to see. But if my choice is watch the two of them struggle trying to figure it out for an extended period of time, or sit Amari for most of the game with a system that is firing on all cylinders right now, I'm taking the second one.
Okay,
if that's my pick.
Here's my question. A functioning, well-working system with Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony and the talents that they have offensively would improve this team, yes or no?
Absolutely.
And the Knicks are in a position right now with the record that they have built, which is very impressive. They're in a position to lose a couple ball games potentially while transitioning into something that
would
improve.
That's why it's an extended period of time. If, you know, it goes on for like a month, you got to take a look at it, right?
Do you think the Knicks can beat the likes of the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, the Miami Heat, et cetera, et cetera? I know I just said that they were the best team in the NBA, but truly in a playoff situation, do you think they can beat all of those guys? Obviously, they don't need to play all the West Coast
guys. That's what I'm saying.
Just potentially one. Without a higher functioning offense that includes Amari Stoudemire, you think as currently constructed, if he was invisible and never came back and that prospect didn't even exist, that the Knicks were able to do that?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that they would do that?
I think, by the way, what helps is that they don't have to play all those teams you just mentioned in the West.
They got to play at least two of them.
Right.
They got to play the Heat.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They got to get over the Heat, and then they got to play one of those Western teams. And I think, yes, they can do that. Is it helped if Amari's back? Absolutely, if it's functioning. I'm just saying, though, that you have to see how they function. If they can't figure it out, then yeah, I want to see Amari sit for guys who are playing better together, who make the team better, right?
Right. Now, I completely agree with that. I just think that right now he needs to come in after a game or two, he gets his sea legs back underneath him. I need to see him playing 25 to 30 minutes, and I don't want him playing any more than 25 to 30 just because the guy has got health issues.
Right. If I made it sound like, you know, I want him playing 6 minutes a night, my apologies. That's not what I meant. I'm saying, though, that you know, you have to take a look at what the team is like with him in the lineup. And if it's worse and it's not getting better, then that's when you have to evaluate. But right now, to your point, yeah, they're the best team in the league. And I think a matchup between them and the Heat is going to be great. I think the Heat, with much attention is being paid to the Knicks and as much attention is being paid to the Lakers, the Heat are under the radar right now, and it's weird to say that, right? LeBron, D-Wade, and Bosh are under the radar, but they are just because of just that's the situation, because we're paying so much attention to the Knicks, deservedly so, and so much attention to the Lakers, deservedly so, for a different reason.
And you know what's actually funny? Also under the radar at, I believe, 500 or a game above or below are the Boston Celtics struggling in the Eastern Conference. Here's a follow-up question to the Amari situation, and then we'll move on. How many games, and I don't know when the trade deadline is, but I don't think you can have a guy that you're paying so much money, a guy with so much star power, so much respect within the game. He's a well-respected guy. Mm-hmm. He's a good character guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can have him sitting, wasting away on the bench as a poison in the locker room. Mm-hmm. You'd have to imagine, I don't know if the Lakers organization is steadfastly investing in everything D'Antoni right now.
Yeah.
But in the position that they're in, if you can imagine that, you know, because listen, D'Antoni would like Amari Stoudemire. He obviously does not want Pau Gasol in that team. You'd imagine that that could potentially be a clean swap. Their salaries match for the next 2 years. Then Pau comes off the books while Amari has an additional season. How many games are you giving it before you're scrapping the project and going forward and seeing what you can get for Amari and getting rid of him and reverting back to what you had?
Ideally... this will depend solely on when the trade deadline is, and I have no idea when it is. But say Amari were to come back tomorrow, if it's not working after 2 weeks, I would start looking. But I don't think I would have to give it a month before I got rid of him, I think, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because I think you know, the change style of plays and things, it takes that much time. Are you going longer, shorter?
After 2 weeks, you're probably right there, only because...
After 2 weeks,
there's a track record established of this not really working.
Right, after 2 weeks, I'm taking calls. I'm not saying, you know, day 15 he's out the door. I'm saying after 2 weeks, all right, let's evaluate what we can get. Let's see what's out there.
And another interesting thing, because you hear a lot of people talking, about the Pau Gasol move, but there's some other guys. The people are mentioning Brandon Jennings, who is hinted that he will not re-sign with Milwaukee at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. He's available. Shoots the ball a lot, but would provide an additional spark, some youth with Jason Kidd, and you don't know what you're getting with Amon Shumpert.
Yep.
He might be available. Cousins out in Sacramento, big-time attitude issue. I would only trade for him if I was in a place like Boston with Kevin Garnett, perhaps New York with Tyson Chandler,
yep,
where you can kind of smack him around a little bit and say, listen, this is how we do things.
And by the way, there's no reason to think, I mean, there's past history, but there's no reason to think that with Carmelo, you know, in this new role he's in, and Stoudemire being the guy he has been and saying all the right things, there's no reason to think that they can't work together and make this work.
Exactly.
There's no reason to think that they won't make it work. We're looking at worst case scenario, because for the Knicks, all you have right now is worst case. You're in the best case scenario, right?
And the way that they're moving the ball, it doesn't... There was the notion that Carmelo Anthony and Amari Stoudemire play in the same space, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the fact of the matter is Carmelo Anthony is hands down a better player within that space. But the way that they're moving the ball, as long as they move around, there are two sides of the floor.
Right.
And you can have one guy at one side, the other at another, and then enjoy trying to defend that.
Exactly.
So we'll see how it happens.
And look, Knicks are what the Knicks are, and you just revel in it while you can and hope it lasts, and there's no reason to think it won't. We'll come back. We'll get into a multitude of other stories. It's Cover 2.